KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today. It is April 6th, 2013, and I'm in the studio here with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We are streaming worldwide. You're listening to KCNR1460.com. You can call in if you have any questions or comments at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. I believe this Monday we'll have our guest there.
Yes, that's correct.
And he'll be on We the People tomorrow. It's like, good grief, Dane, you're getting around. So, let's get the message out there. It seems like, cause there's no chemtrails out there, nothing. It's just these big white lines coming out of the backs of planes.
And nothing out of the ordinary.
Never
going
go away
on.
And they give you headaches.
Besides other things.
You know, Dane was on Outside the Wire with Carl a couple of weeks ago.
He's becoming quite a celebrity here, I guess, huh?
Well, we may as well get him his own show.
The Dane Wigington show. Chemtrails.
There you go.
Okay, do you have any veterans events before we get to
Yes, we do. We've got the 5th annual Boondocker Ball coming up on April 13th. That will be at the Reading Jet Center at 3775 Flight Avenue. And the tickets are $40 in advance and $45 at the door. These usually get sold out, so get down and get your tickets. You can call 530-378-2280.
All right, very good. Well, I want to go into our first segment here to start with. And, we usually do the weekly wrap up from USA Watchdog with Greg Hunter. This one was one that came in, we'll have to get to Jim after we go through the segment here. Stay on the line or call back, Jim. Because we want to get right to this. It's a fairly long segment. It's with Gerald Celente and Greg Hunter. The weekly wrap-up was good, but this was better, I thought. We won't play the whole segment, and then we'll come back and talk to Jim if he's still on the line. So
hang on there, Jim.
Hang on there, Jim. We'll get to you. We never have enough time on this show. So here we go with Gerald Celente, I believe, if we get past the commercial there. Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Here's Greg Hunter and Gerald Celente.
USAWatchdog.com. Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, also at trendsjournal.com, joins us today. Gerald, good to have you back.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Well, Gerald, I mean, the world is going crazy, and I just want to start with the most recent thing. Kim Jong-un, in North Korea, threatening war and nuclear war and to attack our bases just last week. This is a hot, hot topic. Chuck Hagel, the new Secretary of Defense, is up in arms about it. Everybody is a little worried. These guys are nuclear armed. What's your trend? What's your take?
I'd rather talk about gay marriage and gun control. I mean, that's all they talk about in America. Why bother with this? Anyway, my take is that the United States is provoking North Korea. They keep putting more and more sanctions on them. It's economic warfare. Yes, North Korea has a nuclear weapon. How many does Pakistan have? How many does India have? How many does the United States have? Hey, how many does the UK have? How many does France have? How many does Israel have? How many are out there? The United States is running war game drills all around the region. If anybody out there without attention deficit disorder may remember that the United States lost the Korean War back in the 50s, and General Dwight D. Eisenhower, who didn't want to sacrifice the slaughtering of our troops, ended the war. So what are they going to do? Get into another one? Does anybody in this country ever remember what this nation was based upon, or have an inkling of what the founding fathers preached about not getting involved in foreign entanglements? The United States has had troops in South Korea now since when? The end of the Korean War in 1950s. We have no business being there. We have no business being in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have no business starting wars in Syria and Libya. We have no business starting a war in Vietnam. And it's just another losing war that's going to end up in weapons of mass destruction, annihilating millions if this madness is not stopped.
Are they doing this in part because they know the economy is unwinding? To your point a week ago, you said, hey, it's unwinding right in front of our eyes. It's collapsing in front of our eyes. Are they doing this because the powers that be knows the economy is going to crash, and so we're going to have war to kind of cover it over and make it look like somebody else caused it?
I don't think that's the case with Korea, with North Korea. I believe it'll be the case later on, but not right now. It'll be more economic wars, more wars with what's going on between China and Russia, something in that vein. North Korea, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, you look at these pictures of this guy, you know, under a lean-to with equipment out of the, you know, 1960s. I mean, they could turn North Korea into glass within seconds. So they're not going to be striking anybody. But it's economic warfare. The United States is also waging it against Iran with sanctions. You know, it's none of our business. And by the way, if anybody out there says it is our business, my suggestion to you is pack up your gear, take your wife, your kids, and yourself, and go lead the charge. Go fight the Koreans. Oh, you don't want to do that? Then go send your money. Because I'm sick of this crap. They just lost the Iraq War. They just celebrated the 10th anniversary. Hey, I didn't see any victory parades. When I was a kid growing up, I used to see victory parades all the time for commemorating World War II. Hey, what a great job the losers in the military did with Afghanistan. Oh, you remember that guy, Stanley McChrystal Meth, the guy that's teaching leadership courses now that was running the Afghan war? Oh, you remember what he said, the troop surge. That's right, all you liberals out there that love Obama, who sent 33,000 more troops there to sacrifice their lives for nothing. And what happened? Oh, I remember Stanley McChrystal Meth saying, as goes Kandahar, so goes Afghanistan. Bye-bye, Kandahar. Bye-bye, Afghanistan. Why would any thinking adult put their trust in the American military industrial complex when all they have done is what General Dwight D. Eisenhower warned? They would rob us of the genius of our scientists, the sweat of our laborers, and the future of our children. And they're at it again. The American military has not won a war since World War II. And now they're going to do another one. Yeah, B-2s all over the Korean Peninsula. Wonderful. And let's not forget to provoke the Chinese while we're at it.
Well, let's talk about Cyprus and not just Cyprus, but this spreading contagion. Everybody's worried about it. People like Jim Rogers says he's worried about confiscating bank confiscations of deposits, or confiscation of bank deposits, I should say. And just something that you know, I called the FDIC, and I've been harping on this just last week and asked them what are the amount of deposits. Went through line by line. $10.8 trillion in deposits at the FDIC, $33 billion in the insurance fund. $10.8 trillion in deposits, $33 billion in insurance fund. And they were quick to point out, oh, we have a $100 billion line of credit to the Treasury. Let's get right over to brass tacks. Is this going to spread, in your mind, from Cyprus to Europe, right over to the United States?
Greg, I'm going to send you a link to one of our quick videos we put together. I've been talking about a bank holiday now for a year and a half. It's nothing new. Of course it is. They just stole the money from the Cypriot people. And the way the prostitutes made it in the United States again, hey, it's them Russian oligarchs, I tell you. Yeah, they were money laundering. Yeah, not like they're doing in the Cayman Islands. Hey, that's different. Different than Switzerland or Monaco. No, no. This is Eastern Europeans. They're not taking the hit. The people are. You know the controls that they've put on. You can't leave the joint with $1,000, you know, or thereabouts. They, you could take $300 out every couple of weeks. Hey, I got one for you. We're not going to cash any checks, but you can deposit them. And they love the language that they use. They call it haircuts. Why, I just got one. Oh, and how about this one? A tax on deposits. Could any adult say stealing your money? We're in the Easter season. I know it may offend a lot of people out there if I mention the word Jesus Christ during Easter, but I'll take that risk. Think about it. The only time that Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, becomes violent is when he picks up a whip to chase the money changers out of the temple. 1,800 years later. And by the way, here's a cover from our Trends Journal in the summer of 2012. Jesus Christ chasing out the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dexias, the Credit Suisse, and the Goldman Sachs gang among them. 1,800 years later, James Madison, a founding father, president of the United States, history records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments by controlling money and its issuance. Nothing has changed. When are the people going to grow up, stand up, and rise up? Who made this up that we have to protect the money changers? Do you know what I think? I think it was the money changers who crucified Christ. Because he chased them out of the temple more than once. It's the money changers that are destroying this planet. It was the money changers that made the Prince of Peace become violent. What more proof does anyone need? It is right in front of our eyes, and the people bow down to them. It's a disgrace.
How do people protect themselves? I mean, do people just go to the banks, take their money out? Do people go buy real estate, go buy gold, go buy diamonds, go buy farmland? I mean, what are people going to wake up to that they got this huge amount of deposits and a little bit of – no insurance commissioner in any state would allow anybody to write insurance with $33 to cover $10,800 worth of risk. That's what it means, $33 billion, $10.8 trillion in deposits. Nobody would allow anybody to write an insurance on homeowners, a car policy. Nobody would. I mean, what do people need to do to protect themselves?
They would in a fascist nation. And that's what this is, the merger of state and corporate powers. It's a takeover. It's fascism. So they'll allow you to do anything they want. You know that there's in Cyprus, the euro zone, the ECB, guarantees it to 100,000 euros. And they were trying to, and they're screwing the people now. Not only the people over 100,000, they're losing 40% of their dough or more. They may lose all of it. I will not tell people what to do. My motto is think for yourself. Here's what I do. Number one, why would you keep a lot of money in the bank when they're not giving you anything back on it? That's number one. Number two, speaking for myself only, I do not give financial advice, and I don't care what you do. I buy gold and silver. Have been for years on record. People could go to our website, trendsjournal.com, and there you'll see in 2002 me calling the bottom of the gold market when gold was selling at $275 an ounce in the Trends Journal.
And refuge, real quick, what do you say to people that say, well, you know, the price is, you know, not going anywhere. It was 1900 and it's down and silver was 50 and now it's 28 or something. What do you say to people like that?
What I say to them, hey, suppose you lived in Cyprus right now, Junior. Suppose you can't get your money out of the bank, Junior. Suppose they just screwed you, Junior, and you're hungry, or you need medicine, or you need fuel. You'd like a couple of pieces of silver or gold in your hand? You
yeah.
think that would buy you anything, Junior?
Gotcha. Okay, continue with your list.
So, also, real estate. As you know, I'm buying... I live in Colonial Kingston, New York, 2 hours north of New York City. I've just bought three buildings on the most historic corner in the U.S., the only place where there's pre-revolutionary stone buildings on each corner. I'm buying them to restore them, and because I believe in America, and it had its roots of the revolution here, and I would like to see a second American Revolution. But one of the heart, the spirit, and the mind, not guns and armies. So I'm buying that
as a
hedge against my goal.
I think you get Gerald's point of view, and it's quite a bit different than the mainstream media.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Listen, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with our guest, Dane Wigington. And we'll see you on the other side, I guess, huh?
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Remember,
we used to come in after we got 1768
building.
Oh.
All right, we still got Saletti on here. Now we're good.
All right, here we go.
All sports shooters, a rifle competition will be held in French Gulch at Mountain Tactical Training on Saturday, April 6th. Whether you're a first-timer or an experienced competitor, this competition is for you. There'll be three events, a one-shot draw contest, transition to pistol competition, and adverse angle drill. And you don't have to compete in all three contests to win a prize. You do have to attend one of Mountain Tactical Training's safety briefs that day prior to competing. The range fee is $15 at the gate, or if you'd like to pre-register, send a check or money order for just $10 to MTT, P.O. Box 66, French Gulch, California, 96033. You'll need to supply your own ammo as well as eye and hearing protection, and your AR-15 is welcome here. For more details, call John Laws at 530-510-7118. Come out for a day of fun and comradeship. The MTT Rifle Competition, Saturday, April 6th. Sponsored by Old West, Bastiani Arms, Shasta Boot Company, Jones Sport, The Foxhole, Patriot Gold and Silver, Greco Firearms, Tobacco and Brew, and Mountain Tactical Training.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome Shasta County's own Dane Wigington. We'll talk about those aircraft trails and grid patterns in our atmosphere. What threats do they pose? What's being sprayed? Why are they spraying it? And who's behind the spraying? The topics are chemtrails and geoengineering. This week on We the People. Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
I feel like playing the drums to that, even though I can't play them.
That could be a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think we'll move right along now.
Moving right along. I forgot my quotes here, and I need to get them in. A man can never have too much red wine, too many books, or too much ammunition. Roger Kipling. A fear of weapons is a sign of a retarded sexual and emotional maturity. Sigmund Freud.
Ding, 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 ding.
With that, I believe we've got our guest on the line. Dane, are you there?
Yes, sir, Mark. How are
good,
you?
Good morning. I'm good doing morning. Fine. How about you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Listen, we need a two-hour show here.
We just don't have enough time to get it all in and get the guest on, and sorry about making you hang out there for a little bit, but let's move right along.
What's going on a lot of fronts out there, no question.
You're gonna be on We the People tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, and then you're gonna be at the Reading Tea Party, Monday night at 6 o'clock. So you're making the rounds, and I guess you're on Carl on Thursday or Friday. So yeah, you're getting the word out there. That's good.
Yeah, it's not a job I wanted, Mark. No question about that. But, when one studies this for a decade and realizes the gravity of it, it's hard not to address this full time.
Absolutely. Well, tell us what's going on in the world of geoengineering, Dane, and is there any new updates or anything new that we should know, since the last time you were on the show?
There is. There's a number of issues that are developing further. Since the last time I've been on the show with you two, we feel now that there's other elements being sprayed. We've had contact from researchers from Norway, and Germany. And the last 60 rain tests done there, Mark, have had fluoride, substantial amounts of fluoride in the precipitation. They've eliminated all industrial sources, and the conclusion is that fluoride is now in the mix. And there are certain weather modification aspects to fluoride particulates, but there's also, of course, the human health aspect, and perhaps at some level, if we're not willing to drink fluoride in our water, they'll simply spray it on us. That's one aspect that's new, and we now have some study from the same researchers that indicate these particulates are being uptaken in all plant life, which means, and they feel it's causing horizontal gene mutation. So in essence, there is no organic at this point. We know these particulates are saturating everything around the globe. And again, the entire chain of life appears to be being affected by this constant onslaught.
Well, I just, I'll tell you one thing that amazes me is how can you be a weather guy and look up every day at the sky and not see this big, huge grid pattern? I mean, never a word on Channel 7 or any place else that, oh, gee, what are they doing even? You know, I mean, if it's the government, it must be good for us. So,
you bring up a great point, and certainly, we believe there's not a meteorologist out there with an IQ higher than double digits that doesn't know this is going on. And we had firsthand communication from a mainstream media meteorologist. It was a Fox affiliate. And we were told that they are taking meteorologists into meetings and drilling into them that they are not to touch this subject, period. There's no way they don't know. There's no chance. So you have factors as big as global dimming. I'm not sure we've talked about that on your show before. This is a scientific term. It refers to the amount of direct sunlight that no longer reaches the surface of our planet. People can look this up. I don't want anybody to believe anything I'm saying. I want them to investigate. But global dimming now is thought to be fully 22%. 22% of the sun's direct rays no longer reach the surface of the planet. It takes a profound element to cause such a change. Certainly the meteorologists must know this is going on. And with the weather forecast being off as much as they are, certainly we've all seen that this huge wrench in the works is certainly recognized by anybody that's in this field, but they are simply not allowed to discuss it. And at some point, the elephant in the room is so big that I don't know how they can hide it. But people must notice when rain comes in spite of lots and lots of cloud cover, very unusual or non-historic cloud cover, this featureless sky, that all this moisture moving across us with very little falling out, and this is a known result of geoengineering. When you saturate the sky with particulates, it diminishes and disperses rain. So when these storms come in, the rain's always late, it's generally less, and for the amount of cloud cover we have, we're not getting nearly the amount of rain that we should have, and this moisture is migrated right across to us because they need the moisture to be kept in play to continue these programs, and the science is quite clear on these things.
So what do you think? We just got a bunch of eggheads here somewhere that decided that they were going to fix global warming, and it doesn't really matter if they kill everybody in the process? Is that what's going on?
You know, that assessment, Mark, is not very far off the mark. We believe, based on all available data now, they've been at these programs for 60-plus years, and in the course of this have done horrific damage to the climate. And as the military-industrial machine usually does, when something's going awry, you're just simply not doing enough of it. So the more they do, the more damage that occurs, and the more they ramp these programs up to try to mitigate for or cover up the damage already done. This is Corexit for the sky. Everybody remembers the Gulf oil situation and how much lying went on there with the amount of oil that was spewing into the Gulf. And first it was 5,000 barrels a day, and we knew it was 20, 30 times that. But eventually, in spite of all the knowledge about the hazards of Corexit, it was used anyway, in spite of public opposition and in spite of the toxic effects, because it was a greater goal for them to cover up the problem than it was to actually mitigate for it. And we seem to have the same thing happening in our climate. So no matter what the cost to life on Earth or the population or the atmosphere, this continued ramp up of the spraying, which appears at this point to be an attempt to cover up the damage already done, which is really spiraling out of control at this point. But there's a lot of money being made, a lot of power being exercised, and they continue to ramp this up. So it appears to be Corexit for the sky, if you will, just like we saw in the Gulf.
It sounds like our economic policies about the same as that too. I mean, I was watching Fox News before I came down here this morning, and the Bulls and Bears, and when we got Jammu, whatever her name is, and you know, her answer to the faltering economy is spend, spend, spend. Yep. You know, just keep spending, spending, spending. You know, it's the same thing. And you know, the thing that's killing you is what they want to ramp up and do more, and they will not admit that there's a problem in the first place. And that seems to be the administration and the government in general. I mean, it's always somebody else's fault. It's never theirs. And the answer is always keep doing what you're doing, even if it's not working.
Same theme exactly. Same theme exactly. And no matter what things are being triggered along the way, just like with the quantitative easing and the continued artificial inflation of the economy, and it's the same exact tack. And now we see things happening that appear to be extremely cataclysmic that are being fueled by these programs. Methane mass expulsion in the Arctic, it appears to be triggered, and that issue alone will change our planet to a very different state, and these programs have helped to trigger that. When you saturate the sky with these particulates, and people, if they looked up more, would notice that the skies are not what they were 10 years ago. When storm fronts come in, this is the preferred time in which to really saturate the atmosphere with these particulates. So as these storm fronts come in, we see a lot of trailing going on, and then until the sky is so thick you can't see what's going on up there, and this big featureless, rainless, windless sky comes in, and the rain is less. We don't have those pounding squalls like we used to have, and they continue to just saturate the moisture as it comes in off the West Coast. And this is a stated goal with geoengineering documents. We found a document from 1966 on the NASA archives outlining the full scope of the weather modification programs at that point, 1966, with budgets in the hundreds of millions of dollars, where they state their goal of taking rain from one place, distributing it to another place, as if the system wasn't already functioning fine on its own for how many millions of years, right? So this is just the kind of folly we see in an attempt to exercise control over Earth's natural systems, to play God with the weather. Now we know they're cutting off the hydrological cycle to the Pacific Northwest. We see blanket spraying in the Eastern Pacific. We have satellite data imagery to prove that on our site, which is geoengineeringwatch.org. So they're reducing the amount of rainfall that's falling, and now it seems they're going after the water rights. They're pursuing that throughout the Northwest. So it's disaster capitalism again, Mark, when you create a problem and then they come in and use that as the tool for gaining yet more control, right?
Yeah, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I have a theory. It's Bush's fault.
Of course.
That's Bush's fault. That guy has caused more damage to this world, this country.
And he still is.
And he's still doing it, even though he's just chopping wood down in Texas. So we got to go.
Okay.
You know, it's
Dane?
Yeah,
Dane?
Right. We have proof right now. I mean, you have administration officials like Obama science advisor John Holdren, who is advocating for these programs. And nobody admits that it's going on, of course, but on the record, his Obama science advisor is pushing for these programs to be done, implemented immediately. And again, we have every dot connecting here, but just no willingness for any agency to admit that this elephant in the room is in fact what it appears to be.
Okay, yeah, let's, we got a couple more minutes till we have to go to a break at 8:40 here, I guess it is. But,
okay. Got a little mixed signals going there. Sorry about that.
Exactly. But, I didn't like Bush either, you know. Don't get me wrong out there, but, you know, this deflecting and this blaming, and it's never their fault, and, it's, you know, or it's total denial and blackout. I mean, you know, there's been so many things that have been blacked out in the media these days. If it's being blacked out, my spidey sense is always telling me that there's something there now, you know, because it used to be that you could trust the media to report things, and now there's so many things that they're not reporting. It's like, you have to do your own investigation. You have to go to the internet, which, by the way, everything on the internet's true.
But
at least you can check sources, you can do other things, and anything to get away from the mainstream media at this point is where I'm at, because they just either lie through omission or twisting, but they're not covering anything that should be being covered. I mean, how can you look up in the sky and not see this big, huge grid pattern every single morning that they're spraying and go, oh yeah, that's normal.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse, it seems like. You know, I remember back when we were kids, you saw a little bit, but nothing like now. I mean, it's full blown, cover the whole color of the sky.
Well, I guess we're just chattel, and they're just spraying the crops, you know.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, you know, it's just spray the populace with particulates and let them get sick or breathe or whatever. It's all right, you know. I mean, it's all good. Just go back to sleep out there and play a game of baseball or something. But
in fact, you know, that is clearly neurologically the effect of being exposed to these particulates. They're bioaccumulative. They are adding up in our system, period. Whether we believe it or not is irrelevant. The spray is there. The metal particulates are there. We have countless lab tests to verify that. We're all breathing it in. And the effects, again, are cumulative. And although this has been going on for a number of decades, when Obama came into office, these programs were immediately ramped up and have been ramped up one or two times since then. So they have added a lot of fuel to the fire. And now, again, the damage they've done is so
so massive and it's going to be hard to hide for much longer. And once the public knows they've been sprayed like rats, they're not going to be happy.
No.
And again, perhaps this is connected to the preparation that we see going on with the ordering of 2 billion or whatever the number was, 40 yeah. caliber hollow points. And once the village knows, again, it's been part of a grand experiment without their knowledge or consent, and we've all breathed this stuff in, I don't think people are going to be too happy.
Well, one of the things I should get out there is to let everybody know, one of the things that you can do to reduce the side effects of these that works is there's zeolite that helps get some of it out of your system, and then coriander, cilantro. Coriander is the same as cilantro, and that seems to help get it out is what I've been told as well. And I've tried the zeolite quite a bit, and it seems to help because I was getting headaches, and I believe that it's from directly caused from the spraying. I mean, and you know, I'm sure there's allergies involved and stuff there too. And I hate to get too conspiratorial sounding, but you know, to think that this can't have some kind of effect on us, I think is you know, dim-witted. What are we going to end up all with Alzheimer's here in a couple of years, and then we just get marched off to the FEMA camp? I don't know. I'm just saying that you know, I don't trust these guys as far as I can throw them at this point.
Well, this source of particulate pollution, which we're all breathing in, is by far the largest source of this exposure, period. It's not pollens. I mean, not to say that the pollens aren't out there, but this source is exponentially larger than all other sources combined. We are breathing it in. Anybody who saw the Alzheimer's and autism stats from 2 weeks ago, now 1 in 3 seniors dies with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Dang.
1 in 50 kids has autism.
I hate to interrupt you, but we've got to go to a break. Hold on to that. We also have a caller on the other side that has a comment. We don't?
Just go to the break.
Okay, and this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity. Dust in the wind, all they are is dust in the wind.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday night cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yep. They've blown it all sky high, telling us a lie. Yeah, there you go.
They wouldn't do that.
You know, I've been fighting off a chemtrail headache all morning.
Is that it?
I think that's what it is. And, you know, I took some ibuprofen and stuff, and starting to feel a little better. So if I was a little slow on the draw this morning, that's why. And, I saw on the internet the other day inside of a chemtrail plane with all the stuff in there, and, you know, they had like these, containers, and, you know, it showed the spraying and all this stuff. And it's funny how that just got scrubbed. And, you know, I'm on, Facebook, with a lot of this stuff. So if anybody wants to get on my Facebook, it's Mark E. Kent, and I'll friend you. And, you know, that way I can get a lot of this information out there that we're talking about on the radio program, you know, as much as possible. I've got, you know, I'm in all over the world in a lot of countries here with this information and friends. So, a lot of stuff on there. Anyway, Dane, we're back.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Linda.
Before we went to the break, we were talking about autism and all of that. I wanted you to go a little bit deeper into that, if you could.
Well, again, those stats have gone through the roof, literally. In the case of autism, going back three-plus decades, it was thought to be 1 in 10,000. Now it's 1 in 50. We think the actual numbers might be worse yet, because even if a child is functioning, it doesn't mean that his cognitive function has not been hampered or damaged by exposure to these particulates. And there's absolutely no question this is going on and we're breathing it. For those who doubt this still, I invite you to come to the Tea Party meeting Monday night. I'll present data, charts, and information there, and footage of spray planes up close and personal. We were sent footage. Again, this is absolutely conclusive proof. We were sent footage by people in Italy, which I will show Monday. It's taken from behind, from another aircraft, of a spray plane up close and personal. The nozzles are visible. The spray turning on and off is visible. Again, we have the patents for these mechanisms. We have the patents to describe the application of these materials, and we have the materials on the ground, and we have footage. We have actual video footage of them spraying. There is no debate. This is going on. And I invite anybody who doubts that to come to the meeting on Monday night, and I'll present data there that is really beyond reasonable doubt. And as far as what it's doing to the climate and the atmosphere, Mark and Linda, if people have noticed how intense the sun feels, whenever you get a clear shot of sun and it's not blocked by these particulates, the sun is extremely intense. That's not people's imagination. These programs are shredding the ozone layer, period. Drive around through Reading and look at the trees in the parking lots at Costco and Walmart. The bark is literally being burnt off the southwest side. This is happening in the forest with native trees. This is absolutely, positively not normal. And the ozone destruction is being hidden. The Canadian government has threatened to fire Canadian researchers if they discuss this issue. Again, sweeping it under the rug, as we discussed earlier. That's what's done. But the lump won't fit under the rug much longer. And as people realize that Earth's life support systems, their health, the health of their children, has all been radically compromised from this grand experiment, they're not going to be happy. And back to the Agenda 21 and the bullets, and who knows what's connected to what or why they're preparing for this, but this issue alone, I think, will have the population foaming at the mouth once they understand what they've been exposed to.
Maybe you can give us a little bit on how we can protect ourselves from this spraying. Is there anything we can do besides maybe take these supplements that I referred to, the zeolite and the coriander? You know, I mean, is there anything that we can do? Can we target who's doing it? Do we know who's doing it? You know, what can we do, Dane?
Well, first, as far as who's doing it, we know the NATO countries are involved on one side. We appear to have actually a weather warfare aspect to this now. We have Russia and China on the other side. So we have that tug of war going on over the atmosphere in a strategic sense. We have what appears to be the disaster capitalism as they sterilize the soils with these, with the bioavailable particulates. And Monsanto's aluminum-resistant seeds are the only thing that grows. That's another side to this. The grab for water rights as they cut the rain cycle off. As far as our exposure goes, what you mentioned is important, Mark. In the case of, for example, the chelation, this is what you want to do to chelate these materials out of your system. Cilantro is good at freeing metals up, but not so much at getting them out of your system. So there's a process. If you eat cilantro 20, 30 minutes after, then you take zeolite. That's the best way to actually get the metals freed up and then out of your system. It's important to also have all the minerals your body needs so that it does not substitute these toxic ones in their stead. So enough calcium, enough vitamin C, enough a good mineral pill so that your body isn't deficient in trying to substitute these toxic metals. So there are ways to chelate. There's gals at Orchard Nutrition that are very, very up to speed at that. And this is important. All of us should be trying to chelate these metals out of our system so they don't become permanently lodged there while we're attempting to fight this process and get these programs brought to a halt, which is ultimately what has to happen, because you can only chelate or fight this off so long. If we're constantly exposed, eventually we will succumb. And when you look at species extinction rate today, which the latest figures show is approaching 200 species a day being lost, we're in the sixth great global mass extinction. Nobody talks about that. They don't acknowledge the elephant in the room in regard to the colony collapse disorder with the bees. They relate it to some chemical here or there when the bees are dying just as fast in remote locations hundreds of miles from any farm or chemicals. We have CARB, the California Air Resources Board, penalizing the farmers, trying to make them buy new equipment for their particulate matter reduction when they're ignoring a source of particulate pollution that's 100,000 times greater. So, again, this elephant in the room is so huge at this point, it's hard to imagine it's still not acknowledged. But I'll present data on Monday night that is really beyond reasonable doubt. So anybody who still has a question, I hope they show up.
Okay, I hate to interrupt you, but we have to go to a break again. Time's just flying by here. So just hang on there. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Let's quit living in the past here and get into the future and the present here. Yeah,
I don't
listen.
Know. The past was pretty good.
Yeah, the past was good. We just, I'd like to remember. I'd like to go back, you know, but, you know, we felt like we were safe and we could trust our government, which is no longer the case. And anybody who is saying that you can at this point is in total denial. I mean, good grief.
Yep.
So we got a question on the chat room from UConn. And, you know, he's saying, gee, where are the families of the guys that are creating these chemtrails? What do they do? Are they living underground like prairie dogs or what? I mean, you would think they were getting, poisoned too.
Well, you know, that brings up an important aspect of this, and we believe that these programs are completely compartmentalized, and the people involved are being told they're doing some planetary-saving benevolent act. That's the only way such programs can be carried out. And I've been contacted in the last 2 months by four scientists from major universities, one that is definitely involved in research for geoengineering, a bioscientist, nanoparticulate specialist, and I've been told by her that people are now refusing to participate in these programs, some are, because they're beginning to realize what they're about. So, I personally spoke to a KC-135 pilot who had no idea what he was doing up there flying around, and when he began to ask questions, the last time I had any input from him, he was doped up behind the desk, so I guess you don't ask questions. And I truly believe it's just compartmentalization. The vast majority of people involved with these programs have no idea what they're doing. Only those at the top really know the scope and scale. That's what we should believe based on history. Same with the pilots spraying Corexit in the Gulf. Clearly they know they're at some level poisoning people, but they're being told this is the best step or the most environmentally benign step, when we know it's anything but that. The same with the poisoning of our troops, Mark, in the Gulf War with depleted uranium. I mean, we have literally some of our soldiers poisoning other soldiers. Same with Agent Orange. So, again, we see these things have happened before in the past. The same thing is happening now. And many ask, where are the environmentalists in all this? And that's a really good question. Where the hell are they? And this is a really apathetic part of this equation. The quote-unquote environmentalists and environmental groups are so head in the sand on this issue, it's beyond belief. And they should be called out on the mat while they're trying to save some...
Well, they're studying the sex habits of tree toads in the Amazon, last I heard.
Exactly. So if you compare what they're doing and focusing their efforts on, it's like they're out in the yard trimming a tiny shrub while the house is burning down around them. And, you know, these people need to be called out, truly, because they are one of the most apathetic parts of this whole equation. And they should get their heads where the sun is shining, and aside from the being blocked with the trails, I guess.
You know what's funny about that? What's funny about that sex habits of the tree toads in the Amazon is that's an actual study that they're doing.
Yeah.
They did another study that I always thought was funny. Was they had a study where they wanted to figure out why tricycles can't corner, and they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this study, and they found out it's because they fall over.
Well, that's, you know, again, that's what I'm alluding to. And some of the largest groups on the planet we've contacted, we've sent data to, and they simply refuse to come out of their little comfort zone and address the real issue that's going on here that encompasses everything. So we're trying to call these people out, but it's up to all of us. This issue is absolutely paramount, that if it's not dealt with, nothing else will matter at some point. I mean, they're ripping the atmosphere apart and poisoning everything in the process, us included. It is going on. There's no debate. And again, I'll present hard data Monday evening.
Well, you know something? It's really true that these guys out there got their heads in the sand. And a lot of it is about money. You know, a lot of them are on government grant programs. You know, it all, in my mind, goes all back to this little money machine called the Fed, where they just keep cranking the counterfeit out.
As long as I'm getting my money, I'm not going to say
right.
anything
and
or
they,
do anything.
They it's a way of stealing from people, but it's also a way of funding all these corrupt projects that, don't really go to the reality of what's happening here in the country. So
you're exactly right. In fact, one of these scientists I mentioned that contacted me from a major university, the funding for their programs comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and it comes from Monsanto, which ultimately comes from the Fed at some level. And they are quite simply paid to shut up.
Yep.
And that's what we have. That's what we have behind all of this, ultimately. It's the same money-making machine you talk about, and he who controls the money controls all, and that's what we see. But if people don't rise up and face this issue and realize that we're all part of a grand experiment, which is literally slowly killing us by the day, we're not going to be able to fight anything. If we're not firing on all neurons, if we don't have our cognitive function because we've sucked up too much aluminum with every breath we take, we're not going to be fighting much for long.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like the first segment with Gerald Celeni, driving them out of the temple. Listen, we're out of time here, Dane, so we appreciate you.
Thanks for coming on, and come see Dane on Monday night.
Very good. Ready
Thank
Tea
you
Party.
Too.
You bet.
Take care.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And you were born an original. Don't die a copy.
And don't forget, this Thursday is the 113th birthday for the submariners out there.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. This has been Sovereign Minds. We will have Dane back on We the People tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Be listening for that. And stay tuned for the Kurt Largent Show here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Six Americans have been killed in Afghanistan today, three troops and three civilians. The troops and one civilian killed by a suicide bomber hitting a convoy in southern Afghanistan. An Afghan doctor died there as well. Another American killed in an insurgent attack in the eastern part of the country. Secretary of State John Kerry is on his way back to the Middle East, starting in Turkey, including a stop in Israel.
John Kerry's arrival comes after a tense week here. Palestinians have been protesting the death of a Palestinian prisoner in Israeli custody and the death of protesters shot by the Israeli military. There's also been more rocket fire from Gaza hitting southern Israel. But Kerry will be hoping to find a formula that can bring the two sides together. It's likely to be based on a number of goodwill gestures that will build trust between the two sides. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has said he'll be pushing for Palestinian prisoners to be released, while Israel is keen for the Palestinians to suspend